Harvard University has done it again. They have exposed higher education for what it truly has been for the past few decades, if not longer, which is just a propagandist, DEI, woke mind virus, parasitic infection machine. I want you to meet Christina Cross. So Christina Cross is an assistant professor of sociology at the Department of Sociology at Harvard University, which is essentially a useless study and a useless degree. If anybody gets this degree, you can't really do anything with it other than become another useless professor, another cog in an institution that does absolutely nothing for anybody. I speak from firsthand experience, by the way. So she says her research interests are families and children, race, ethnicity, social inequality, social demography, education. Ooh, I wonder what that's all about. So she is an assistant professor, development studies, the Department of African American Studies. Her research examines the role of the family in shaping people's life chances and how its impact differs from their structural position in society. In other words, BS. So this is her resume right here, and you can see that she is a rising star in the field of critical race studies, which is just another byproduct of DEI, didn't earn it, and essentially teaches young people about race who are innocent, naive, have nothing to do with it, and essentially they're thrusting this ideology of everything is about anti-black, that whites are supremacists just naturally, you have white privilege, and history has been told through white privilege's perspective, and you being white, you being our children, being white, you must bow down and understand this and treat blacks in a whole different way. Essentially, it's discrimination disguised as education. That's essentially what critical race studies is. And she has a PhD in this, right? She garnered a ton of attention with her dissertation that I'm going to show you. She plagiarized verbatim, passage by passage. She got attention from the University of Michigan, from the New York Times. She even won a slate of awards, including one from the American Sociological Association, right down there. You can see where my finger is pointing. One of the sources from her dissertation, Bosak and Fombi, which is an actual study and a child development sociological paper, she actually took verbatim, paragraph by paragraph. This is Christina Cross's dissertation. You can see all of those highlighted areas. She literally verbatim, which, by the way, under Harvard policy, this is not something like conspiratorial. This is in the actual Harvard academic plagiaristic policy from the actual university. This is one of the biggest universities in the history of mankind. One of the longest standing, oldest, traditional, revered university. Well, it was revered before 2024 and Claudine Gay, universities of all time. It actually explicitly states in the academic policy that if you copy verbatim, word for word, and do not cite it, that is considered plagiarism. I mean, look at this. This is, as somebody who's a former professor, I mean, if I had a student that did this, they'd be expelled. A professor, an academic scholar? I mean, they should be more than expelled. They should be, facing charges for something like this. Not only terminated, but facing some kind of charge so they can never enter into academia ever again. They should be disbarred from the entire institution altogether. But of course, if this was a white scholar, of course, if DEI and woke mind viral infection parasitic idea wasn't surrounding and perfuming the hallways and byways of these foregone institutions, of course, she'd be in handcuffs by now if she was white, right? Same thing to do with Fannie Cash Money G, Letitia James, all of these, Congressman Crockett, all of these people who are just DEI affirmative action hires, they're not going to, nothing's going to happen to these people. They get away with murder. Some more. She copies exactly verbatim, word for word, with no citing whatsoever. Zero citing whatsoever. She does not cite a darn thing. What does that tell you? No citations. No citations. Complete copy, almost word for word, verbatim, no citations whatsoever. Here's another ditty I found out about our Miss Cross, the new Claudine Gay at Harvard University, plagiarizing and basically committing academic fraud. She was actually the inaugural faculty at the good old Center for Anti-Racist Research by this man, who is probably the most racist man in America, Ibram X. Kendi. So this is a this Center for Anti-Racist Research is an actual center in Boston University. What a tragedy this is. We represent collaborative research and education to build a world where racial equity and social justice prevail, which they absolutely don't do anything like that. They don't do anything. Look at this guy's statement. Here's the founder's statement right here. I wrote in The Atlantic, calling history is calling the future from the streets of protest. What will we create? Are we going to end systemic racism? It's just a bunch of BS. And of course, donate. We need you to donate. You can see this donate button right here. Of course, we need money. So just go ahead and donate, because we need money to fund our racist ideologies, our DEI woke mind virus ideologies, all in the name of ending systemic racism, which is just a bunch of BS. I'm extremely passionate about this topic because I came from that world. I have firsthand experience teaching. I've seen people like Christina Cross, Claudine Gay. I've seen people like Ibram Kendi, and I've seen all of these professors who are just an absolute abomination and pushing and peddling this anti-enlightened, anti-American ideology and propaganda on our students. You know, the purpose of my channel, the reason I started my media company and my YouTube channel back in 2017 was because I was sick and tired. The reason I left the university, I was sick and tired of students coming up to me. I've said this before and saying, Professor Nez, I just paid $100,000 for a piece of paper and nobody will hire me. And I knew why nobody would hire them. And at the time, I was a brand new father, had a brand new unborn baby. It was hard for me to just say, see you later to a paycheck, because I had a family to provide for. Well, I did. I just couldn't take it anymore. And thank God I went into business for myself and started my media company, et cetera, et cetera, and worked my butt off for 10 years. And here we are. But education needs to be uprooted. It needs to be upended from the top to the bottom. We need to just start all over from scratch. It needs to be demolished, abolished, and rebuilt from the bottom up. The first time in my life, I mean, my parents, you know, when I was growing up, if you didn't have a degree, you were considered a bum. If you didn't even try to pursue education, you were considered a vagrant. You were considered, legitimately, you were considered a loser. Fast forward 30, 40 years, 50 years now, everything's changed, because education, which COVID exposed, COVID accelerated the exposure of these hypocrites, of these absolute degradations to enlightenment, to education, to free objective learning, to questioning things. You can't question, try questioning any BLM, woke, LGBTQ. If you question any of that, you get canceled, you get fired. It's happened. I mean, look what happened to the Swedish professor from Harvard when he just literally brought up the question, which I might do a separate video on, of, you know, maybe these school closures aren't so healthy for young people. He got fired. You can't question anything. There used to be an era where higher education, not only was it a safe place to express yourself freely without any incrimination or fear of incrimination, but it was encouraged. That was what, you know, our forefathers, that was what Emerson, our great philosophers, thinkers, Whitman, our Thoreau, Thomas Jefferson, our great thinkers, our great minds and philosophers, this idea of self-reliance, this idea of critical discernment, critical thinking, this is your sovereignty. This is what makes America great. That's all gone. It's history. You question any of this? You question somebody's pronouns? You get fired. You question a scholar who happens to be of a specific skin tone? You're fired. Now they're going after Bill Ackman. They're going after Chris Rufo over what happened with Claudine Gay. They didn't do anything. She plagiarized. Why is it that she resigned? She resigned because she knew she did the wrong thing. She should have been fired. She's still getting a salary of something like $900,000, $800,000 a year for being a cheat. If her skin tone was a different color, she would have been terminated and probably even ended up with some type of serious charge, if not penalty, involving law enforcement. It is my crusade. It is my mission. I've changed directions on this channel many times, but my purpose has never been more crystal clear, more inflamed with the vibration of the American temperament. My purpose has never been more stronger than it is now. I am so proud of us, Nez Nation. I'm so proud of what we're doing on this channel, which is we're coming together, sharing ideas, sharing thoughts that are emblematic of the American temperament, of what our Constitution was all about, the truth of what it means to be in America, the truth of what it means to be a citizen of this amazing country, and share things that mainstream media doesn't share, that propagandist machines don't share. Talk about the things that really matter and that mainstream and legacy media won't dare talk about. And so I've never been more inflamed with purpose. The election is 8 months away as of this recording. I beg you to share this video. Share this video with as many people as you know. You may have a friend, neighbor, family member who's thinking about putting their kids through college. Do you really? This is supposed to be the top university, not only in the country, but in the land, in the entire world. Harvard University. I mean, my favorite president, Theodore Roosevelt, went there. Some of the greatest leaders and heads of state and military leaders went there. Some of the greatest presidents went there. I mean, what has happened to higher education? What has happened? I never thought in a million years I would actually entertain the idea of having this conversation with my wife and saying, you know what, I don't think I want my kids going here. I don't want my kids to get infected with this woke DEI mind virus ideology. I don't want that. They can get more. It's funny. Young people can learn more from podcasts and channels like mine than they ever will inside the hallways and byways of this Leninist, Marxist. It's just downright communistic. The ideologies are communistic. There is no free thinking. There is no freedom of expression. There is no questioning anything. There is no inquisition. You can't be inquisitive, or else you're done. You're hasta la pasta. Either you're with us, either you listen and absorb the spuel that I'm giving you, or you're done. I mean, it's scary. I want to pass this off to you guys, Nez Nation. What do you guys think? I mean, Harvard's just, I mean, their credibility, it was already in the toilet. I think if we genuinely uncovered most of these so-called professors and university scholars, if we uncovered their dissertations and really dug deep with a microscope and a magnifying glass, this is just the tip of the iceberg. I feel like you would uncover mountains and mountains of fraud in the worst degree. I truly believe that. This is just a microcosm. This is just a symbol. It's a small microcosm of the giant whole. The whole picture is dark, gloomy, dreary, and grim. This is just the beginning. And so I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. What do you think? Am I wrong? Hey, Nez, you're wrong. I'm happy to be wrong because I'm about objectivity. I'm about the truth. America is about the best idea wins. Not my idea. It's not about ego, your idea, their idea. What's the best idea? Does the best idea win? I want to hear from you. Let me know in the comments down below. What do you think of higher education? What do you think of Christina Cross? What do you think of Claudine Gay? What do you think of what's happening in America when it comes to education? It's not just higher education either. It's all the way up and down. When my kids went through homeschooling and Zoom conferences, I mean, it was a disaster. It exposed the entire education system. I want to hear from you. As always, I try really hard to respond to as many comments as I can. It's literally physically impossible for me to respond to all of them. So channel members, first priority. Super thanks, super stickers, first priority. Consider becoming a member. All the proceeds go back into the channel. It costs you one cup of coffee to be a member for an entire month. One cup of coffee. You spend more at a coffee shop, you know, in 30 seconds than you would supporting America, supporting your country, supporting the truth, supporting this channel. So consider that. I'll leave a link in the description in the pinned comment if you want to become a member. It's very easy. Also, if you made it this far, as always, think about becoming a Nez Nation Insider. That's our free newsletter where it's free. You just sign up with your best email. It's absolutely free. You'll always be in the know when we post breaking news, updates, videos, live streams, the whole gambit. I want you to be a Nez Nation Insider. It's free, for the love of God. Takes you 2 seconds. Go ahead and become an insider as well. As always, check out these videos right here that we posted very, very recently. Also, I'll put a Claudine Gay video down there so you can kind of get abreast of what's going on. As always, God bless you, Nez Nation, your family, and God bless America. I'll see you soon.